Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
When it comes to your words, what will you choose to pour upon your family? It is ultimately one of two things, a blessing or a curse. The choice is yours. Now take a look at what God's word has to say in James chapter 3, beginning at verse 7. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Now, I want you to think back to your last week. What have you allowed to come out of your mouth? Has it truly been a blessing or a curse upon your family? I'm not asking you, how did your kids speak to you or how did your spouse speak to you, but how did you speak to your family? There's an old saying that simply says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But can I be honest with you? I'm not so sure there's much truth in that. Words cause emotional scars that tend to remain for years and years to come. What would happen if you began to speak and make change in your life? What would happen if you began to speak a blessing rather than a curse to them? This is Chris Gray, lead pastor of Encounter Church, encouraging you to go the distance.